KN4 VWA. PR, KN4 VWA.
Okay, mobile and towards Gaffney.
At 87LT.
WA, unit call sign again?
K4CWA, this is Alpha Delta 7, Lima Tango, 87LT. Dan in Green Valley, up around Traveler's Rest. Go ahead.
Sorry about that, Steve. I didn't hear the other gentleman.
Ah, we got everybody in there. How about that? Tom, we got a gentleman from Green Valley up at Traveler's Rest in there with us. What's your name, sir?
Here's Dan, Delta Alpha November. I mean, Delta Alpha November. And the call is 87LT, Alpha Delta 7, Lima Tango. Sorry, didn't mean to crash in on a widespread QSO here. I thought maybe you were calling for a signal report. I had just turned on the rig.
No, that's no problem. Tom and I were talking and I was interrupted by the call. I just found out my brother was exposed to the COVID, and he is a bus supervisor with the Fulton County Schools. He also trains drivers, and exposed last week, and he got a call on Monday morning this morning, and they sent him home. He gets a 2-week vacation simply because he was exposed. He doesn't even know if he has it yet. So, how do we know if he gets 2 weeks off? Does not get it.
GR, my name's Tom. Good morning, Dan. Steve, you're still extremely weak, but we can copy it. I'm sorry to hear that information. In his position, I'm not overly surprised, but good Lord's willing, we hope he gets through that and we'll be the better for it. Not a good thing. Well, we are just headed down to Amy's with some plum cake and I don't know what all Bernice has got here. It's good to hear you this morning. And Dan, nice to meet you today. Go ahead, Steve.
I've got a, right on my front porch is a spot where the Amazon driver makes all his deliveries. Just drop me off some of that funnel cake there on the front porch and I'll appreciate it.
And no joy, you're breaking up too much, Steve. Go ahead, Dan.
Sir, this is 87LT in the group. A little bit choppy and noisy. And that might be a good time to punch it up on high power if you got it. We're running an old Kenwood TM V71 on this end with a little dual band. Mag mount sitting on top of a metal popcorn can in the study here, so I've not got the best directional gain. But I just heard you guys in there. Wanted to give you a shout out and say good morning. I guess back to you, Steve, 87LT.
Steve, or else it's just your location or atmospherics, but you got a lousy signal compared to what you normally have. And Dan, it's great to meet you. You're 99 and 44 one-hundredths full quieting, and couldn't have much better signal. I'm an old timer, Dan. I'm 72 years old, been a ham 26 years or so, and still enjoy it a lot. And you have a great day. 73's to you, and I'll be back to Steve there. If he's getting in a better spot, he's usually a lot better than that. This is N0TR. Good morning.
Is that a little bit better, guys?
Yes, exceedingly better. Not perfect, but a lot better.
Well, I'm going up the hill towards Highway 110 where it crosses 85. I was down in that hole there. You know that, I believe it's not Hurst Salinas, but it's a plant there on 85. It's just on the north side of Spartanburg. I was down in that hole there by the river, so I ought to be getting pretty clean now.
Hey, I'm fine. But it was nice to hear some new voices on here today. Oh, we're over here passing the kindergarten entrance where I probably ought to go in and check in with my knowledge. Had a real nice visit the other day with NGU and enjoyed that immensely. And we're just slumming this morning, Steve, not doing anything important. I just told Bernice I had so much back pain. I said, let's go down to Amy's, and I can wine down there for a while, and maybe I'll get some crackers with my wine.
Good. Well, I hope you get feeling better, Tom. So NGU came by?
Yeah, last week we had a tremendous good time visit, and really enjoyed him. He just wanted to look over the station and whatnot.
He's listening in, so be careful what you say about him.
Everything was tied down. shoot. I think I was safer with him than you, Steve.
Oh, now come on, Tom. I'm sweet and innocent.
I'm listening.
He's listening.
Yeah, somebody's, what'd they call that, when they're listening in the background? Huh? No, Bernice said eavesdropping. No, there's a nicer word for it. Good morning, Phil.
I'm on the roof, Tom. I'll catch y'all later, but I'm listening.
He's off today, mentally and physically.
Yeah, Bernice and I went out and we put a little, it's about a foot wide, I guess, concrete slab there in front of the tin barn to make it where it don't bounce me when I come out of there with the lawnmower because it hurts my back so much. And we couldn't really lift those 50-pound bags very well, so we had to manipulate them around and slide them and then try to mix them up. And we had to put down about 8 of them, and, I'm paying the piper today for it. But my back hurts every day anyway, Steve. I have to put an ice bag on just to get out of bed. It's heck to get old, but beats the alternative. Well, Steve, we're not far from Amy's here now in the Mahaffey Plantation, which you're familiar with, and we're going to go in and take her some of this and surprise her. You have a good day. I'll catch you on the way back, maybe. And, Phil, you be careful up there. Hope you got your good tennis shoes on. I used to love to work on roofs and that, or places up high, but they're kind of taboo anymore. 73s, and good morning, guys. KN4VWA and 0TR 73.
Like I said, Tom, there's a spot on that front porch. Drop off some of that funnel cake. Oh, have a good one, you and Bernice. You still in there, Phil?